Joining us from the National Weather Service in northern Indiana is meteorologist Kyle Brown. Kyle, some chances for severe weather with the best chances looking like northern to northwest Indiana this evening. What do you think will happen there?
Well, our main concern this evening is going to be for damaging wind gusts from thunderstorms. We're going to be watching in this hot and soupy environment for these thunderstorms to develop later this afternoon into the evening hours. Once again, damaging winds are the main threat, but we're still pretty juiced outside, so heavy rain's a concern as well.
What do you think is the timeline for this?
We think the storms will either develop or approach from the west starting around 4 p.m. Eastern time and then work their way eastward such that northern Indiana should be in the clear by about 1 a.m. Tuesday.
And when do you think, what do you think will happen after 1 o'clock? Is it supposed to clear out after that?
Yes, storms should clear out by that time.
Looking at temperatures, how do you think temperatures will be this week?
We will have a brief break in the heat and humidity behind this cold front, but we are expecting temperatures to creep back up towards the summer heat levels as we get back towards later in the week. Talking next weekend, could be close to 90.
What do you think the chances are of a tornado?
The tornado risk is rather low in this environment. We're more concerned about the damaging wind gusts.
And looking like other areas south of you probably will get a little bit less?
Yes, that's the thinking right now, but the fly in the ointment right now is a cluster of storms moving through Illinois and weakening, so we will have to see how that alters the environment here for the rest of the day.
Northern Indiana got hit relatively hard with rain last week. Are you guys still dealing with any flooding?
The worst of the flooding is over. We have had enough time to absorb some of that heavy rain that has fallen. But the environment is so soupy that if storms were to sit in any one location for a while that saw that heavy rain last week, that could probably renew some issues.
Drought conditions across the state, how concerned are you about those?
Well, aside from this rain chance that we're talking about right now, things are looking pretty dry ahead, so I don't think that we're done with the drought quite yet.
How are things looking in northern Indiana there? Just like kind of dry?
It varies. For example, in my backyard, some of it has recovered very well. Other parts of it are still brown. And I think that that's true overall across the area as you drive around. You kind of notice that differences of some things have greened up and some things are still looking for more rain.
What advice would you want to give to people about severe weather possibilities this evening?
If you do have plans this evening to be out and about, just keep your eye on the skies and make sure you have a way to receive watches and warnings should those be issued later in the day.
That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all I have. Thank you for contacting us.
No problem. He's Kyle Brown with the National Weather Service in northern Indiana. Kyle, thank you.
You're welcome.